You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The State Bank of India has moved the Supreme Court seeking an extension till 30th June to submit details of electoral bonds to the Election Commission of India. SBI in its application said that it needs extra time to disclose details of electoral bonds encashed by political parties. There are certain practical difficulties with the decoding exercise and the timeline fixed for it, said the bank. On 15th March, the Constitution Bench of the Supreme Court asked the SBI to furnish details of the political parties that received electoral bonds since 12th April 2019, and all the particulars received and submit them to the Election Commission of India by 6th March. In the application seeking an extension of time, the SBI said due to the stringent measures undertaken to ensure that the identity of the donors was kept anonymous, decoding of the electoral bonds and the matching of the donor to the donations made would be a complex process. An Indian national was killed and another two were injured on Monday when an anti-tank missile fired from Lebanon struck an orchard near Israel's northern border community of Margaliot, officials said. All three victims hail from the southern state of Kerala. The missile hit a plantation in Margaliot, a moshav, collective agricultural community, in the Galilee region in the north of Israel around 11 a.m. on Monday, Zaki Heller, spokesperson for Rescue Services Major David Adom, told PTI. Patnibin Maxwell from Kollam in Kerala was killed in the attack. His mortal remains were identified in ZIV Hospital, official sources said. Bush Joseph George and Paul Melvin were injured and taken to hospitals for treatment, they said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation for development projects worth more than 6,800 crore rupees and also address a rally on Tuesday at Sangareddy, about 60 kilometers from Hyderabad. The projects are related to multiple key sectors such as road, rail, petroleum and natural gas, an official release had earlier said. Union Tourism Minister G. Kishan Reddy told reporters that Modi will visit Sri Ujjaini Mahakali Temple here and offer prayers in the morning. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Civil Aviation Research Organization Centre in Hyderabad, which was set up at Begumpet Airport, Hyderabad, by the Airports Authority of India to upgrade and enhance research and development activities in the civil aviation sector. Dasun Shanaka bowled an 8-run, 2-wicket last over for Sri Lanka to beat Bangladesh by 3 runs in a thrilling 2020 series opener on Monday. Sri Lanka posted a respectable 206 off 3, then debutant Jaker Ali gave Bangladesh a great chance at victory until he was out in the 10th last over for 68 with 10 runs needed and 3 balls left. Bangladesh was stranded on 203 at 8. Sri Lanka's total was platformed by Sadira Samrawickrama's unbeaten 61 off 48 balls and opener Kushal Mendes' 36 ball at 59. Stand-in captain Charith Aslanka hammered a 21-ball 44 not out with 6 sixes to take the side past 200. Reliance Foundation chairperson Nita Ambani gave a special performance on the final day of her son Anant Ambani and soon-to-be daughter-in-law Radhika Merchant's pre-wedding festivities in Jamnagar, Gujarat. On Sunday, she performed Vishwambhari Stuti, a sacred hymn dedicated to Ma Ambe, which she has been hearing since her childhood. Taking to Instagram, Nita Mukesh Ambani Cultural Center shared a video of her performance and wrote, "Celebrating tradition and invoking the divine, Nita Ambani presents a stirring performance to the Vishwambhari Stuti, a sacred hymn dedicated to Ma Ambe, the embodiment of power and strength. She has been hearing this hymn since her childhood during every Navratri. Tonight, as she performs with grace and devotion, she seeks Ma Ambe's blessings for Anand and Radhika's journey of togetherness." She also dedicates her performance to her granddaughters, Adya Shakti and Veda, and to all young girls, who are a symbol of feminine energy. You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.